7:35 on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 7:35, 50 degrees. Jody Washington is a Lansing City Council member. She's been kind enough to come back with us for a second segment. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you.
All right, a question in regards to, I don't know how you would describe what Mayor Virge Bonero said to the city council. Our news team was there last night, and terms like dead on arrival, a legislative train wreck were used in describing Lansing City Council. As the mayor was telling you folks this, what were you thinking, and what's your reaction?
Here's what I was thinking. It was totally unnecessary and totally unprofessional. And there's my position about everything being adversarial. You don't have to come out fighting. There is a way to work with folks. And I don't think calling them names, making fun of them, jabbing at them. I mean, I've been hearing it through the whole process, police poker and legislative train wreck. It just isn't necessary. You know, I love the mayor's vision and his passion, but I'm not a big fan of his tactics. And it's just unnecessary. I certainly would never conduct business like that with folks that I'm trying to work with and trying to accomplish a goal. I just wouldn't treat folks like that.
From your perspective, does the mayor respect the city council?
Absolutely not.
Do you think city council respects the mayor?
It's difficult when you know that some folks are being called into his office and being yelled at if they don't agree with what he says, and it's difficult when you're sitting there and he's trying to make fun of you, or you hear him on the radio, you know, like I said, making jabs. And I respect his vision. I respect his passion. But like I said, I certainly don't respect the tactics.
All right. Do you take him personal when he, because in defense of the mayor, he's an emotional guy, and he's shown a lot of people that he cares about Lansing, and maybe that's just his way of showing that he cares.
Well, maybe he should get his emotions under control. No, I don't take it personal. I have pretty thick skin, so no, I don't take it personal. I understand that is how he is, but it doesn't make it right. And I think I'm an emotional person, but I would never do that. I would never publicly degrade people or demoralize them just because I wasn't getting my own way or because somebody didn't agree with everything I said. You know, I don't do that. We don't do that to him if he doesn't agree with what we're doing. It's just not necessary, Tony.
All right, so the vote was 5-3 last night with Kathy Dunbar, Tina Houghton, and Jessica Yorko opposing the budget. Most of the differences, if you will, in the budget are based on a 5.5% return from the Board of Water and Light, which is higher than the 5% that the mayor wants and the higher than the current 4%. Why do you think the board should pay more than the proposed 5% by the mayor?
Because 5% isn't even within the national average. I'm not sure the board will go for it. You know, it doesn't go by me that the board is appointed by the mayor and that many folks love their seats on the board. I've heard it from board members of different boards that if you don't do what he says, you're going to get kicked off the board or replaced. And there again, really, give me a break. But 5.5 is right smack in the middle of the national average. 5% isn't even in it. I believe what we were told was the average was 5.2 to 6.3, and the mayor was saying this was still below the national average. They have been paying 4%, which is way below the national average, for quite some time. And you know what? How about shared sacrifice? This is what we hear. How about we all take a little bit of the hurt? I don't know how much more our employees can take. I don't know how many more roads I'm willing to go down and practically lose my car over. It's like enough is enough, and we have to think of new ideas. And, I mean, we've got the mayor who, what was it, 6 months ago said absolutely not, LCC shouldn't be buying Oliver Tower and all the rest of it. And today, because we're in a big gap, he's looking at selling it. I mean, I just don't think this is too much to ask, and I think if the board were responsible, they would approve the 5.5.
Wonder if this causes the Board of Water and Light to raise their rates. We would end up paying more.
Well, you know what? And that's the big fear. That's the big fear tactic everybody is putting out there. I have a hard time believing that it would cause them to raise their rates. But, Tony, if it did, in the worst-case scenario, in my opinion, we'd have everybody paying. We'd have citizens. We'd have businesses. We'd have everybody. We'd have nonprofits. We'd have everybody paying a share instead of just the property owners and just the city workers.
All right, what are you
And I'm saying I don't think it's necessary. It would be necessary to raise the rates.
What do you anticipate will happen with when the Board of Water and Light's board gets together to discuss this and vote?
I think because they're all appointed by the mayor, and I think they don't like being yelled at, and they don't want to lose their seat, and some of them may really believe it, I think they will probably vote no. We don't have a very good, and maybe it's other places, but Lansing's a small town, and it's the intertwinings are amazing to me. I'm learning so much being the new one on the board. I'm surprised by a lot of things.
What surprises you most that you haven't already told us about this morning?
What surprises me most is that so many people are afraid. So many people can't find their voice. So many people, I mean, last night we just, Ms. Yorko was dead set on this amendment for the sidewalk gap, which, you know what, after I thought about it, it's like, you know what, yep, you're right. And so we actually negotiated something, and then she just point blank said no to the budget. And I'm like, okay, why did we just go through all this? I see people texting each other during discussions, and like I said, I think what surprises me most is that people really, in my opinion, don't, in some cases, aren't representing the folks that elected them. They're representing other interests.
Well, if people are texting during meetings and leaving meetings and not prepared for meetings and don't attend meetings and eating pizza in the back room and they're they're members of the Lansing City Council, what does that say?
It says to me that some people need to get back to business and remember what they were elected to do.
All right, final question for you. The mayor said he will veto the budget that was voted upon last night, 5-3, by the Lansing City Council. Now, if he vetoes that, what do you anticipate will happen?
I anticipate that the three ladies that supported him will continue to support him, and he will veto it. And if we don't have 6 votes, we'll have to go with it, is what I imagine will happen.
All right. Lansing City Council member Jody Washington has been with us for 2 segments. We appreciate that, Jody. And I appreciate
Tony, thank you so much.
I appreciate your candor. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 7:44 and currently 51 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.